The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you, Dr. G. And lo and behold, we don't have the best voiceover artist in the business. Not just that alone. No, no, we get to welcome him into the program. Welcome, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, into the Tuesday Morning Answer. Jennifer Horn, Grant Stinchfield, and you are live on remote in Jerusalem, my friend. Hello.
Greetings, my friends. Greetings. Yes, indeed. I'm walking down Cardo, which is the ancient Roman market area of the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem. We're here with 350 of our listeners, with Dinesh D'Souza, his lovely wife Debbie, and my boss Katie as well. So it's an amazing, amazing trip. And if you didn't come this year, you better come in 2024.
You know, we were chatting a little bit. Even if you've been to this area of the world before, going on a tour is a really smart way to go. I was actually talking about this with your boss, with your muse, Katie, your wife, who was saying, you know, it's nice to actually have someone there telling you kind of what you're looking at and just having that organized functionality to really get the most out of your trip. Is that what you guys are finding this time around?
Yeah, I got some bad news. My wife said today, I don't want to do regular holidays anymore. I just want to be picked up in the morning by the bus and the guy, taken everywhere. We want to have that. We are here with Inspiration Tours and Cruises. Joel James and his team, absolutely superb. And yeah, I think they've raised the bar for the Gorka family. No more, you know, no more tents and camping and stuff. Like that.
Yeah, right.
the game has been up.
Somehow, I do not think the Gorka family is a Red Roof Inn family. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's you guys, and also if you're a person of faith, seriously. You've got to come here at least once in your life. We went under the old city of King David, the original Jerusalem, yesterday. They have a new excavation they found by accident 6 years ago. The original pavement staircase that takes you from the ceremonial bath that you cleansed yourself before, you know, Passover, for example, all the way up to the Temple Mount. There's this pathway they have uncovered under Jerusalem. And then we realized the Bible tells you that Jesus, as a child, as an adult, went to the temple during Passover for all three of the Jewish ceremonies, the big holy days. And so we realized we are standing on the 2,000-year-old flagstone where Jesus walked. And you go, oh my gosh, you can be a believer, you can read the Bible, but to stand where
amazing.
You know he stood, guys, you got to come. Everybody listening, you've got to come once.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you, not to turn it to politics or business, but you're over in that region. And, you know, Iran, not far away. Everything going on there with the protests. The government's claiming they're going to limit this morality police and say they're not going to require face coverings on women. I don't believe anything coming out of this. But is there any feeling in Jerusalem and in Israel of what's going on in Iran? Is there any energy, should I say, from what's happening there?
Well, we discussed this. We actually broadcasted a couple. We actually recorded a couple of broadcasts today from the amazing Trinity Broadcasting Network studios here, TBN, and we'll be playing those on my show when I get back. We'll be playing them on Dinesh's show. And one of the guests we had was the former Israeli ambassador to D.C. after 9/11, Dani Ayalon, and he said, he was very honest because he's left government service. He's the former deputy foreign minister, and he says, we have a regime in Washington that doesn't have our back anymore. And we know that, you know, this is the wrong time to be giving the mullahs billions of dollars again as people are being killed on the streets of Tehran. So can you imagine being, you know, you have one country you can rely upon, us, to help the Israelis, this nation the size of, you know, Connecticut. And now with Biden, they don't know if America has their back. So, yes, they are keenly aware that big things are happening in Iran, but they're very, very worried that, you know, Biden's just going to do the Obama thing and give the enemies of America and Israel money to hurt us again.
Well, and that's exactly, they have reason to believe that because that's what's happening. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. You can follow him on all of the platforms at Seb Gorka. You can see his amazing pictures and all kinds of great stuff from his trip. He's in Israel right now with Dinesh D'Souza. And of course, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Seb, what is the feeling, just while we're talking about Biden, when you're in Israel, one of my favorite things, I would imagine you do this too, is talking to people when you're outside of the country to see what their reflections about our country are. Has anyone said anything positive about this Biden administration? Are they secure in their friendship with the United States? What are people thinking about our country and about this leader?
Let's just take politics out of it for a second. No, they've said nothing positive about the current administration. What one Israeli said, it's like America. It's like your best friend has suddenly been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Wow.
And for 4 years under Trump, you were on our side. You helped the region stabilize. You created the Abraham Accords with six nations to bring peace to the Middle East. And now you want to help our enemies. Could you imagine? It's like the thing that came to me is, imagine if your best friend, Jen, pick your best friend, mm-hmm. and imagine if suddenly overnight they act as if they're your enemy.
Right.
How do you deal with that? They said, we cannot plan our foreign policy. We cannot, you know, we can't predict America anymore. And that's why they're very, very happy that we have presidential elections in just 2 years' time.
It's interesting because you mentioned TBN. And you mentioned the feeling over there in Israel about what's going on with the United States and Iran. I watched an interview that was done, and I'm hosting the TBN show every night this week at 7:30 p.m. Here in California. So it's interesting. I watched an interview done with Benjamin Netanyahu. And Seb, it was odd because he was so careful not to speak ill of Joe Biden. In fact, he talked about how they're old friends and they go way back. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if I'm the interviewer, which I wasn't the interviewer, but if I'm the interviewer, I push him and say, really, old friends? Well, he's turned his back on you, but he would not go there to speak ill about Joe Biden. Are you surprised?
I'm a little bit surprised, but I would say that you have to understand what the situation is right now. They are in the middle of very, I wouldn't say tense, but precarious negotiations with multiple parties trying to create a new coalition government. So I think, you know, for the next couple of weeks, Bibi has to be careful about what he says.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he was completely candid about what he thinks about Biden, and then Biden has somebody say something about Bibi, and that affects the negotiations, and one of the parties, you know, pulls out, and then they have to have another election. So I can kind of get where he's coming from.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can leave you with a little bit of good news, Seb. Michael Avenatti, 14 years in prison. How about that? Can you imagine?
I saw that. I thought CNN told us he's going to be the next Democrat president.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Exactly. What a fall from grace from President Avenatti now to, I don't know, prisoner number 4753, I think. Well, we hope you have a great time. Give our love to Katie and to Debbie and Dinesh and 350 of your friends now in Israel. Have a great time, a safe trip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. See you here in 2 years' time, guys. God bless you and the listeners.
God bless you. Check him out right now at Seb Gorka on all the platforms, SebastianGorka.substack.com, and, of course, America First every day on AM 870, 12 noon, AM 590, 8 p.m.,
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.